Rodney McLeod joins us in studio. Rodney, how the hell are you?
What's going on?
He is in the Smart Choice Windows and More studio. So I'll ask you what you did during the bye week coming up in a bit. We got to talk about some decisions being made that are of the business nature at some point. However, Cavaliers are 12-0.
Yeah.
12-0 to start the year.
Hot.
Are you familiar with our Nate Thurman dilemma?
No.
Do you want to explain it to? Come on. Let's explain it to an outsider to see what they think before we move forward with the Nate Thurman dilemma.
Well, we just have, with all these fan favorites and Cavs greats, we have these retired numbers. And then we have Nate Thurman, who was a part of the Miracle at Richfield run, but it was at the end of his career, averaged 5 points a game, played like 100 games for the Cavs. And they had been so bad. They've been an expansion franchise. They just threw his banner up, and they retired his number.
Well, they weren't even that bad. They just, I mean, yeah, they had some history. Bad years, but they didn't have a history.
What I mean by they didn't have history. So his banner's up there, and now as we've gotten later, we've got more familiar names, and obviously LeBron and Kyrie and all that. And then we have the guy who averaged 5 points a game at the end of his career, who played 2 years in Cleveland, and then came on our radio show and said he was rooting for the Golden State Warriors in the finals because he had played out there.
Yeah, he was very pro-Golden State. It was, I remember I was wishing I could dump it because I felt that a lot of people would say nasty things.
Yeah.
Then he died, and so he's dead, and his banner is up in the rafters, his number is there, and Lima has been looking for ways to kind of subtly take it down. Or even not so subtly take it down. Take down the banner of Nate Thurman. So well, first off,
No, I'm saying like there has to be some valid reason as to why his jersey is hanging in the Raptors. Like you don't that's not anything taken lightly. So what's I'm missing something.
That's what we gave you. He's an NBA Hall of Famer. Rodney, he played here for a couple years and that's it.
The phone lines have been open
Hall of Famer.
The phone lines have been open for 4 years. I'm still waiting for those justifications.
He was going to be a Hall of Famer whether he played for the Cavs
or not.
So he happened to be here at the end of his career.
He's from Akron.
Yeah.
So he was born and I think raised in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he can't speak for himself now because you know he passed away. But there's nothing. He was here for two seasons. He was not an All-Star here. He's a great player. He was a great player. He's passed away. That's basically it.
Yeah, I think it's just their way to tribute him for, one, being from Ohio, finishing their career as a cat, and Hall of Famer. Can we let it breathe?
He is not. He is not with you.
Ronnie, if you end up getting into the Hall of Fame, all of a sudden, all of your former teams are going to just put you in the circle of honor, the ring of honor, no matter what.
I think it's different that he finished his career off, right? We're saying with the Cavs.
Are you sure about that? Yeah. Are you sure it's different?
I mean, it's a little.
Do we know what year they put him in?
I don't. No.
Okay. So we don't know what year we necessarily put him in. It seemed, again, he said it himself. He was rooting for the team that at that time we all hated.
All right. So that's fine. So I want to then bring us to the next phase of this.
Okay, the next phase.
Which is...
I've had to fight against that, though, by the way.
Which is... Do you know what's...
But I get you guys' point, because, at the same time, it's one of those, like, what does it mean to actually have your name hosted into this, group, group?
When's the last Cavs game you went to?
Last year.
All right.
Yep.
So did you happen to look up in the rafters or anything like that?
No. Okay. I mean, you always look up, but yeah. I didn't find Nate.
Yeah. So I don't expect, like, if I went to a Wizards game, am I going to be looking up for Wes Unseld or something like that? So I get what you're saying here.
Yeah.
But, like, now we're about to, at some point, put in LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, maybe Tristan Thompson. At this point, I think 45 is going to go up there.
It's year three if he keeps doing this for another few years.
I mean, these are really great basketball players, three of which at least are there, but four won a title with us, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So I'm going, when you put that next to all the greats that we've had in the past, like, Nate Thurman really didn't want it that badly.
He's a Hall of Famer, but he just didn't play at the Hall of Fame level when wore the Cavs jersey.
Exactly. So, Tone.
So, it brings us to something else that's happening right now in the NBA. Did you know what today is in the NBA?
About to find out.
Is it? No, I don't. I saw something about group play starting this week.
He does know about it. Yeah.
Okay. It is the start. Yeah. It is the start of what is now called, because they got a sponsor, the Emirates Cup.
Yeah.
The in-season tournament. Yeah. And the Cavaliers are a team that, especially they play like this, I mean, they should mop up with the competition. Boston is also in their group, but if they can outlast Boston and they move on to the knockout rounds and the semifinals and the finals, they could win year two of the in-season tournament, the Emirates Cup. The Lakers were ridiculed big time because they won the cup last year over Indiana.
Yeah.
And they hoisted a banner.
Yeah.
The famous Los Angeles Lakers with all their banners, all their retired numbers.
They hoisted it.
Hoisted a banner.
Yeah.
So now we've got to do the same, right?
Correct. Absolutely. It's a chance. I mean, if they're keeping stats. They label this as a midseason championship.
Yeah.
There's a lot on the line that deserves a banner.
So Lima brought this up, and I've always fought against it.
And 500K, right, for each player.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. That's a lot of damn money.
Some good bread.
I think they give you more so you can get it after taxes, too, the $500,000, because they give you even more, according to this article I found on the Athletic.
Well, you get it per round. So if you make the quarterfinals, you get 50, semis, 100. If you're the runner-up, you get 200,000.
That's a lot of money.
And if you win it, so that's stacked each time. It's not just a one time.
Which I know what you said about Ty Jerome. I'll get to that here in a second here, Tone. But Lima's always tried to fight. And people have like sent us pictures like, hey, I'm close here. Hey, I'm like, don't go up there. That's scary. Don't do that. But I found a way. Because I said, you don't want to tear it down because then you got to go look into his past. And I don't want to find anything bad about Nate Thurman, for crying out loud. Didn't seem to be a bad guy. Just was rooting for Golden State and we didn't want Golden State to win. It was pretty awkward to hear. But either way. I said, this might be your best chance. You win the NBA Cup quietly. You take down the Nate Thurman one. Would anybody really? No. Listen. They go, we're going to raise the next year on opening night, we're going to raise the NBA Cup banner. There's just a space that happens to be missing. Or you take the other spaces and you move them closer to the inside so that Nate Thurman's wasn't there. And then you take Nate Thurman's banner and you put it at the new facility they're building along the lakeshore. Or the river front. So you do that, and then no one's upset.
Why is it focused on just Nate Thurman? Is there nobody else?
Because the other ones, you can't really make a...
Ring honored.
You can't make a good argument against the other ones. Like Bingo Smith. It's like Bingo Smith started to help the franchise, or got the franchise started, basically. The other one is Brad Doherty.
Well,
Brad Doherty was a tremendous player
there's
here.
There's one that was slightly controversial.
Who?
That Zadrunas, just because...
No, that meant way more than his number getting retired, though. There's a championship in Cleveland because they retired his jersey.
Well, Z was considered very special because LeBron James came back for it, and this was before he had returned to Cleveland.
Yes.
And there had been rumblings that was maybe when some...
That opened up the chains of communication.
Behind-the-scenes chatter started between owner and player that they could make amends.
Yeah.
For what was a very, very not so great relationship.
I think it should be the biggest number.
Z put this thing back together. Like, we wouldn't have a championship if Z had not greased the wheel on this.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. So we're just saying Nate Thurman, he didn't do anything to contribute to.
Some people said him and Nick Meletti both went to Bowling Green and they were friends. What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Hey.
I've met Matt Collig a couple of times. We both went to Akron. Should I have my name on the stadium down there at InfoStation?
At least put it on the race car.
It can't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah, it probably would help. But either way.
This is a sensitive subject.
It is.
Yeah, you guys thought long and hard about this. Well, I have no chance at changing you guys' mind.
There's other sensitive subjects we're beating around the bush with. But you had asked, about Donovan and holding Donovan out in the championship game. Or what did you say? Not playing him 42 minutes in the championship?
Because... It's a regular season game.
Yeah.
How much are we going to care about this? How much is Kenny Atkinson? The team's undefeated right now, so they're chasing all sorts of history on their own. They've been dominant, number one in like the power rankings of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking Cavs. How full go should they be for this newfangled in-season tournament? How much should it matter to them?
I'll tell you why.
You play to win. You play to win. And there's nothing more, you know, that does a lot for a team. You know, winning is contagious. And again, this is an opportunity to, I feel like, showcase, you know, just who you are at this point in the season. Like, this is your mark. Like, hey, midseason, like, we're midseason champ. Now, obviously, the goal is to, you know what I'm saying, put that trophy up mm-hmm. at the end of the year. You know, I think people are going to remember that more than they remember the midseason championship. That's for certain. Lakers last year, right? They win midseason. Now they're kicked out of the playoffs, you know, second round, right? First round. So, you know, I think there's still something to this new championship that they've inserted into the mid-year.
So I got something for you. Before we went to break, you had said about playing him if something bad were to happen, because I didn't realize that the semifinal game and the championship game don't count towards the standings. That was my first thought. Owen then blew my mind with something that he had said. How much money? You didn't realize you did it. How much money does Ty Jerome make this year?
He's making $2.5 million this year.
Ty Jerome's making $2.5 million. Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell is making $34.85 million.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden he were to go out there and, well, we're going to hold him back here for this. We're going to hold him back because now these games don't count. He is a teammate. He owes it to his teammates who are not getting paid $34.8 million. Now, I'm counting other men's money. I understand this. Mm-hmm. Who are not getting paid $34.8 million, where a guy who's making $2.5 million, I mean, that is, how much of that salary is that? That's $500,000. That's a fifth of the salary.
Yeah.
That you could win
yeah.
for your teammate.
Yeah.
You have to go out there and do the 42 minutes, 45 minutes, and yeah. finish it off and win the NBA Cup, even if it might be seen as a bit of a detriment for the future.
Yeah. LeBron did
it. You have to do it.
LeBron did it.
Look what he did for his teammates. He got his own son drafted. Look what he's willing to do for his teammates.
Yeah. That says a lot.
Thank you.
Goes a long way.
All right. You ready to get weird next?
That was weird.